From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Following a months-long search, the Washington State Wine Commission has hired a new executive director. After more than 25 years with Gallo Winery and a couple of years in semi-retirement, Christina Kelly says she's thrilled to be here.
And even more important, in my home state, you know, that I would be working on a portfolio of wines that were here in Washington. And that became very, very appealing to me to be able to use this depth of experience into something I was very excited about.
Kelly says she appreciates the incredible group of people behind Washington Wine and the state's wine industry.
And I also think it's the sense of community that really comes across very loud and clear. As you think about Washington Wine, there's a wonderful sense of collaboration. And I think that's unique to our industry.
And wasting no time at all, Kelly says she's already got her to-do list.
Right off the bat, we're working on the new 5-year strategic plan, which we're in the process of finalizing, which we should be ready to share here within the next, month. So it's looking at the 5-year strategic plan that was built and being developed prior to my arrival. And then now it's just looking at it with a new set of eyes, understanding where we might want to lean in and where are the opportunities. So finalizing that, so I think that's an incredibly important part.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Christina Kelly, the new executive director at the Washington State Wine Commission. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.